And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with the Feature Story of the Week. This is the age of citizen activism. From the city, county, state, and national level, more and more people are taking active involvement in expressing their concerns to government. For those new to the coastside, the name John Lynch may not be recognized, but John was a legacy. He took being a community activist to a new level. Although he is no longer with us, we thought it fitting to remember him with this encore feature story from 2011.
The dictionary defines activism as intentional efforts to bring about social, political, economic, or environmental change. And no one we know fits the description of a community activist and charity volunteer more than longtime Coastside resident John Lynch. Perhaps you have seen John at a table in front of Safeway gathering signatures for one of his favorite petitions, or maybe you have seen him on an election morning waving signs as you drive out of town urging you to vote for this candidate or that proposition. To say that his resume of service to the community is impressive would be a gross understatement. So join us now as we get to know the man behind the legend.
Ever since I've been in this town, and I came here in 1981, it seems like very shortly thereafter I heard the name of John Lynch. And when it comes to being a community activist, I don't know of anybody that could probably hold a candle to what you have done in the community as far as sheer volume, dedication, and passion for what you do. Let's first of all find out a little bit about John Lynch.
Well, I was born in Freeport, Long Island. Many, many years ago, I left there at 17 to join the Navy. I didn't even finish high school. Then I went on to college, and my last job was in New Jersey, and the president of the company phoned up the books, and so the company's going belly up, and I said, if I'm going to have to move, I want to move where we want to move. And my wife and I set a criteria of Colorado or further west, and I couldn't get much further west than Half Moon Bay.
Well, why Half Moon Bay? There's a lot of West Coast towns and cities. How did you get here?
Well, I had a friend who was living in Walnut Creek when I came out for my interview, and he took me around to different places, and he took me over to Half Moon Bay, to Frenchman's Creek, and I said, if I get this job, that's where I'm going to live.
And that was in what year?
1973.
Well, you've seen a lot of changes in the community since 1973, haven't you?
Yes. When I came to Half Moon Bay, the population was 3,900.
Wow.
At that time, Westinghouse was buying up all the acres around the coastside. They had over 5,000 acres. And they had plans for the coastside to be 185,000 in population. Thank goodness it never came to pass.
So here you are. You're in Half Moon Bay. You're working in... Finally, the day comes when you are a retired person and you're sitting around, and what was the first spark that led you to get involved in what would later become a community activist type of career?
Well, it's interesting, right? My kids wonder what I was going to do in retirement. What's Grandpa going to do? Well, I found something to do. The way I got active, there was a fella by the name of Tom Lewis who was trying to get support from Measure A. And on a Friday evening at 9:30 in the evening, he knocked on my front door and tried to get us to sign on to Measure A. I invited him in. We talked for about a half hour. And I said, Tom, leave your work here for Frenchman's Creek, and I'll cover Frenchman's Creek.
Tell us briefly what Measure A was again.
Okay. Measure A was a 3% growth initiative that was on the ballot, and the city put out a contrasting Measure B. So we will want to support Measure A.
But Measure A called for what?
3% growth rate.
So that was the first time you got involved when you said, hey, I'll cover my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And did you get kind of bitten by the bug, or what happened after that?
Well, Frenchman's Creek area came in with the highest vote count for the whole Measure A, so I did something good, I hope.
I'm looking at a list of activities that you were involved with after you retired. It's incredible, certainly. You were the foreman and member of the San Mateo County Grand Jury. You were the chairman of the Half Moon Bay Downtown Redevelopment Task Force. You are president and board member of Coastside Hope. Well, you were until 2005, and we're all aware of the wonderful services that Coastside Hope performs. Of all of the crusades, for lack of a better word, that you have been involved with over the years, what stands out in your mind as the most rewarding and satisfying that you ever undertook in the community?
I'm going to try to answer that with two answers. One was not getting Wavecrest built up. To me, it was a wrong place to try and put homes right on the bluff tops. And then also at the same time, put a middle school there and a boys club away from downtown where they would have trouble getting to and from. To me, it was the wrong project in the wrong place. And the second one, I should say, was I was a strong supporter of having the Mid-Peninsula Region Open Space District annexed to the Coastside. And I spent a lot of times on their two different campaigns, and I'm sure glad to see that we have Mid-Pen over here on the Coastside.
How do you feel about redistricting that's going on through Sacramento and how it might affect the Coastside? Any thoughts on that?
I have no thoughts about how it might affect the Coastside, but the main thing is I think it's the right thing to do. Even though I'm a strong Democrat, I don't believe the Democrat was doing a good job of gerrymandering the districts. I think it's more reasonable to have a commission do it, and I have fully supported it.
Now, speaking of political bodies, the San Mateo County Board of Supervisors, we are, what, the only county left in California that doesn't have representation from the districts? In other words, it's always a countywide vote?
Oh, that's a good question, and I appreciate it. Out of the 58 counties in California, San Mateo County is the only one that make it a district-wide election. Rather than individual district, I mean, it's a countywide election, rather than a district election. It does a few things. It favors the incumbents. It's the old boys network. You never get newcomers coming out. And it's a very expensive, more expensive than you need to if you only had to be within your own district.
Do you ever see the day when that will change?
Hopefully before I die.
Do you care to share with our listeners how old you are?
Oh, 86, reasonably good health.
Well, you look pretty good to me. So at 86 and being in reasonably good health, what are your plans for the future as far as John Lynch, the community activist? Any plans?
Oh, I'm slowing down, and I want to, but I still get active in different things. One thing I didn't mention that I thought was one of my good, nice accomplishments was that I was very strong on Measure T of getting eliminating the bypass and building the tunnel. Put a lot of hours on that program, and it's come to pass, and I only hope I live long enough to be able to ride through the tunnel.
Well, I think that was the right call, and I think that in hindsight that probably there's not a person around that would disagree that that was the right way to go on that, and certainly the plans that they have for the old devil slide, I guess, is going to be used primarily for bicycling, walking, that sort of thing. It will still be open to the public.
That's right. And the county is going to maintain it.
Final thoughts that you'd like to share with the community as far as encouraging other people, perhaps, to get involved when they see the need?
Well, let me put it this way. A lot of people volunteer when they're young. I didn't. And to me, it's all been payback time. I've used the system all my life, never gave back to it. So in retirement, that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in and visiting with us today. We appreciate it, and we look forward to many more years of good community service from you.
Well, thank you for having me.
One of the things we learned about John Lynch is that he is a humble man, does not like people making over him. But at the risk of offending John, we have to call to your attention some of his service accomplishments. He did pro bono tax consultant and preparation work for seniors and low-income people, was chairman and member of the Half Moon Bay Planning Commission, chairman of the Half Moon Bay Downtown Redevelopment Task Force, foreman and member of the San Mateo County Civil Grand Jury, charter member and co-chair of the League for Coastside Protection, a political action committee whose mission is to seek out, support, and get elected those candidates that will support our local coastal program. Active member of the Friends of Coastal Open Space, president and past member of Coastside Hope. Coastside Hope is the human services agency for the San Mateo Coastside. Vice President and Board Member of the Half Moon Bay Open Trust, now renamed the Coastside Land Trust. Board Member of the Committee for Green Foothills, a strong and active supporter for the Measure T Tunnel Initiative, which received countywide approval of 74%. Principal proponent for the Half Moon Bay Citizens Initiative, or Measure S, which was approved by 83% of the voters. We are left with this advice from Mr. Lynch that we feel compelled to pass on. If you feel strongly about a cause, get involved. One person can make a difference. One such person that has made a big difference in community affairs is John Lynch. Our thanks to you, sir.
Our Coastside world is a better place thanks to the work of community activist John Lynch. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson.